White nose syndrome has killed many bats in other states, and the disease is now apparently in Wisconsin, having been discovered in some bats in a cave in Grant County last year. Some scientists theorize the fungus Pseudogymnococcus destructans, or PD, causes the bats to use too much energy during hibernation and starve. Researchers from the UW-Madison and Madison-based U.S. Geological Survey National Wildlife Health Center tested the energy depletion hypothesis. They worked in chambers designed to simulate certain cave conditions and compared the energy use of hibernating little brown bats with white nose to healthy bats. Lead author Michelle Varant says by injecting the bats with small amounts of water and measuring the bats' body composition before and after, the scientists were able to measure how much energy the animals used.
The important part of our study, which was really interesting, is that we found that bats use twice as much energy infected with white nose syndrome as the healthy bats hibernating in similar conditions.
And Varant says that increased energy use occurred before some previously observed symptoms of the disease.
So before we saw any behavior changes in the bats, there was some disease process that was increasing their energy use.
Varant says the results are probably too late to help bats already suffering from white nose syndrome, but she says after additional research, there may be a way to figure out more early steps to reduce bat deaths.
So really acting to try to support bats as much as possible through protecting their habitat and minimizing disturbance within hibernation sites. I think we'll give them the best chance for survival.
Survival that will keep more bats eating more insects and bringing other benefits to nature. The study on white nose syndrome is published in the journal BMC Physiology. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.